Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry. Good morning, sir.
I think we can get a couple of fours. All right. Bye-bye.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear us?
Okay, great. Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. Fantastic, fantastic.
All right. Sorry, guys. Let me get this hearing aid in. good morning.
Sounded, Jerry, like you said we can get a couple of fours. Is that draft picks you're talking about there?
Oh.
Hey, well, I actually was talking draft picks, but awesome. I was on my other handheld phone. So, you did catch me there.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, for good reason, about Dak Prescott and his injury. There's been concern about the hamstring actually potentially ripping off the bone and talk of season-ending surgery. Can you give us any insight as to if that is a possibility and if IR is a guarantee now?
It's a blurred area. There's no question the injury is there. And the question is will it require surgery? That's all opinions. And, of course, the ambiguity here is, first of all, it's going to take him one way or the other. He's got to have some weeks off of it before he could see if it really does require surgery. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't want surgery. He wants to be on the field and go for it. And so... he's weighing that. We're weighing that. And we'll just see how it go here.
So it really does come down to, in a couple of weeks, reevaluating that part of the process.
It could be the faster we make this decision, the quicker we get the clock running if we IR him. And, of course, the facts are we don't have to IR him at all. But that keeps us from bringing a player up to the active roster. But I'll weigh whether or not it's worth not having that player on the roster while we let this play out.
Jerry, you've been doing this for a long time, and I know I'm going to the future of this season. Have you guys made decisions in, let's say, week 15 through 17, where you're at record-wise on if you want a guy to try to play maybe the last few games of the year?
No, that type of thinking hasn't entered into. I'm well aware it's there, well aware it could happen, but that type of thinking hasn't entered into it. And right now we're trying to, first and foremost, do the best thing we can do against Philadelphia. That's critical. And I think we're doing that and give us our best chance with everything we've got to work with. To get out here and win this game this weekend. That's it. That's where it is. As we move along, in general, when things come along that are a part of that we can reference back, such as Mingo, such as where we thought of him in the draft, when we see something we can live with that, that really, in a way, has nothing to do with the issue of whether or not you're paring down your roster and looking to next year or not. We wanted Mingo because we wanted Mingo in the We wanted Mingo when we left that draft. We were disappointed we didn't get him.
Can you kind of walk us through how all of that went down and in the process of going to pursue him?
Well, we found out that he was could be available, when we found that out, then we started a dialogue there. And we didn't look at a list of available players. We were looking at a player that we had a big interest in when he came out. Frankly, we're disappointed that we missed him. And he fits the profile of what we want. And we will have him on the field, I predict, in the very near future. And he's the type of receiver that, as we look to the future with Dak, that is Dak friendly.
You know, that was something too. Like, I was listening with McCarthy talking this morning about keeping your board around because there are guys that you do like that might be available down the road, and your interest level in them. Do you often see sometimes like they're in a situation that doesn't work where they are, but it's gonna fit here because we do something a little different, and that kind of makes your mind up about why you want a player?
The instances around our game, the instances around NFL of where a player can excel in one system but doesn't do as well in another, where the right coaching meld with that player is. All of those things are very real. Mm-hmm. They're very real. And, of course, the journey that a player has to establish himself in the NFL has to deal with injury, if you will. It has to deal with roster circumstances. All of those things come to bear. You say, well, but if you've got somebody that is just absolutely a obvious player, then doesn't he dismiss all of those kinds of things, and shouldn't he be out there one of the leading receivers in the NFL if he was as good as we thought he might be coming out? That's not necessarily the case either. But so, yes, we rely. One of the things, I'll say it this way, one of the things that we invest in, and we invest a lot of time and money in, is our evaluation of players coming out of college. And that doesn't just, we don't throw all of that away the day the draft is over. That's the base of what that player is, and you can follow that base as it evolves through that player's NFL career, even if he's not a Cowboy. And so we have a great knowledge. I can remember the conversations that we had with Mingo when he came through on his visits. And so when we see a player that, certainly at this juncture and certainly under the circumstances at Carolina, we can accept the fact that he hasn't diminished our thought and value of him. So that's what happened there. We saw a player that we really coveted when he came through, and we had a chance to get him.
Can you tell us any more about what's been happening with Deron Bland? A few weeks ago, it seemed like he was ready to go. He suffered a setback. How big of a setback happened since he's still not practicing all these weeks later?
We don't ever, no matter technically or how somebody evaluates from their injury or the progress they're making or what they should make, it is a big swing between players as to the same injury, when they're going to be ready to go. We never, whether it be in game or out of game or for the duration of several weeks, we never dismiss the number one consideration, and that's how does the player feel? How does he feel? Can he rely on it? Does he push off on it? Is he free to cut on it? Where is he going? Because at the end of the day, that's all that counts. And I've seen players go out there with unrepaired injuries and play randomly with an unrepaired injury and play more aggressive and play quicker than players that have had the injury repaired. And they're still tentative on it. Now, that doesn't mean a thing about the quality of the individual or the player at all. I know you get tired of these old stories, but my trainer was a Virginian that I had when I played at Arkansas, and he said, "Jones, you've got the lowest tolerance for pain of any kid we've ever had here." And I said, "Well, damn it, it hurts me more, Groundy, than it does the rest of them. I deserve a medal. I'm in pain out here." And he said, "Jones, hey, come on, boy."
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That is fantastic. We're talking.
I personally like the story.
Yes, absolutely. In case people didn't know, I'm sure they did. We're talking Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, you're talking about Jonathan Mingo. I know the trade deadline has passed, but Michael Parsons said he was flattered that so many people talked about his trade value last week. I will admit that is a topic that has come up on this show as well. Was his name ever or has it ever been brought up as a potential trade candidate?
No. Absolutely not.
And that
just
makes,
not.
That makes plenty of sense.
So teams don't call you, Jerry. And, I mean, I know you guys wouldn't, but did teams call you and see?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't because we want Micah Parsons. He's integral to our future. And so, no is the big answer. And what if I got on the phone around here and picked the top player around the league, three or four of them? You know what I'd get if I picked up the phone and said, "You want to trade him?"
Mm,
a big
tone.
No. Are you kidding me? And so the point is that we haven't done that, and that hasn't been done. We haven't had one conversation at the level that counts, which is my level, and with Steven and Will and people like that. But we haven't had one conversation ever about not having Michael Parsons on the team, ever.
Jerry, I'm going to change the topic a little bit to around the NFL. And on Monday night, the Kansas City Chiefs go to overtime. Tampa decides to kick the extra point to go to overtime. Last night, you have a great NFL game, and Cincinnati decided to go for two, and they didn't get it, and they lost the game. I know opponent, where you're playing at, dictate a lot. Do you have a general consensus is you get to the game under a minute, you score a touchdown, it's within 1 point. You can kick the extra point and go to overtime, or you can go for two and live or die with the win or loss. Do you have a feeling on what you want to do in those situations?
I do not. A lot of times it depends on how you're playing on either side of the ball. I know last year, you remember, Detroit came in here and went for it several times to get the two and finally didn't get it, and we beat them. Remember that play?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On Detroit. And so, no, I get it, and you do too. You're putting it all out there, and you're putting out what usually is quite an effort by your team to be in that spot. And so do you want to go for it? Or do you think you want to risk that coin flip and basically have a team that may have the edge on you on one side of the ball or the other? So I think all of that weighs in on it. I could envision doing it at some time and not doing it at others.
Jerry, with Cooper Rush, how do you expect the team to play differently, or do you expect them to be pretty similar with him at the quarterback position?
Similar. Very okay. Similar. Cooper's got some unique skills, very unique skills. He is very quick. He makes very quick decisions. Gets the ball out quick. He's really got some qualities that can really get the job done for us. And I can say that, but not only how he handled it 2 years ago when he came in here and really took the role. I don't mind telling you, when Dak got hurt at that time, I really was down in the mouth, so to speak. But boy, did he step in there and really do a great job for us. But he brings a lot to the table. I think we can do everything with our repertoire of offense. I think we can run anything that Dak runs.
That's a big word.
Now, considering the success that you were just talking about that Cooper Rush has had in the past with the Cowboys, do you envision him being the quarterback for the entirety that Dak is out, or do you still think there is a window for Trey Lance to be getting in these games?
Oh, there is a window for Trey Lance. There's packages that we can work on, and yes, there is a window for Trey.
What elements of his game, of Lance's game, did you see during the preseason?
Let me be clear. Oh. That's not just to get Lance some playtime.
That's
to bring to the table some offense for us.
And that's kind of where I was going, is what did y'all see during the preseason that kind of gives you that confidence that it could translate into the regular season, that he could be called upon?
Well, he's a great, and I use the word, he's a real threat. With his legs, a big threat with his legs. I see that. I saw him inconsistent in preseason, but I saw him do some real good things in the passing game as well. So that's to be expected, relatively speaking, as compared to the other players we're talking about. He's had a small number of snaps in his career. But I see situations that he could add to the mix.
I like that. You got Kellen Moore on the other side of the ball again. I know it happened last year. Can you kind of tell me what you liked about Kellen while he was here, and how you've seen him grow since he's left?
Well, you know, Kevin was such an outstanding player in college, so accomplished in college, and he did it as much as anything with his savvy. Mm-hmm. He's a coach's son that was really coached up, and he really had a great college career. And he uses the same thing that made him a really outstanding quarterback in college, outstanding offensive player in college. He uses that over into coaching. That's quite an edge. When you get these guys that have played a key position like the quarterback in an offense, And he's also been around some really top coordinators at time that he spent here with Mike. Did nothing but enhance his coaching abilities, in my view. But he's going to be around a long time, and he's an outstanding coach, and he'll be formidable out there tomorrow as the offensive coordinator against us.
Now, I'm sure the answer to this next one isn't particularly simple, or you would say, well, we'll just do that. But what can change, or what do you think can be done to help the team, both offensively and defensively, at the beginning of the game and the beginning of the third quarter? Because on those first possessions, y'all have been getting hammered this year.
Yeah. We need to, and I know this has been said 1,000 times, but we need to... Internally quit putting ourselves in a hole with mistakes. And you can go back on any play and see if a player had done this, one player, that you would have scored rather than had a bad play. You can do that a lot. And so we've got to be more consistent across the board, and can be, and that'll on both sides of the ball. Frankly, on all three sides of the ball.
Yeah,
including special teams. So it's within us. It's where our upside is within us. Some of the things that we've been trying to do, we're getting better, and on all phases of the game. And so I've got a lot of confidence in this personnel. and I've got a lot of confidence in the coaches, as I've said many, many times. And, guys, that is the answer, is from within. And we can look to that. Now, Philadelphia is going to have a lot to say about how well we do that Sunday. And so just got to get ready for it. It's not going to be easy.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
You bet, guys. Let's have a big-time weekend here against Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay? Go get Cowboys. I like it.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, of all the things, I'm most intrigued. What could they have gotten a couple of fours for? Like, that is the that's the thing that I'm most intrigued. Like, who are they talking about? Did this conversation happen last week at all?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.